Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Last one.
Oh, this went faster than I thought it would.
Yeah. This break, didn't it? Sophia?
Zoe?
We are finally nearing the end of our little hiatus here.
This is the last episode that we are going to re-release before coming back with brand spanking new stuff.
So it's kind of an end, but also a beginning. And as we come to this end, we are reflecting on our own personal beginnings, not as humans, but as
chip lovers, chip podcasters.
The beginnings of our humble podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Before, so for those of you who don't know, before we set up shop at Eggplant, where we now record our podcast, we used to record this whole podcast in my hot, sweaty closet in the summer of 2015, which had its advantages in
definitely.
That
it was a closet, a storage space.
Had one. I had a closet.
That was good.
A disadvantage because it was very much in the dead of summer, very much a heat wave, and very much we both sweat.
Drip and sweat.
Sweat a lot and in close quarters.
Yes, it was very hot.
And on that note,
for today's special summer feature, which is also our last summer special feature, we spoke to our friend Marchin, who's actually a new listener to the show and is one of our listeners who's binge listened to the show. So we wanted to ask him, what was it like to binge listen to the show? Did he descend slowly into a chip-fueled madness?
Yep.
So we talked to him long distance about what his favorite episode was. It actually happened to be one of those episodes that we recorded in that hot, sweaty closet.
It was an episode where I did get slightly possessed. Marchin enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that he did.
Yeah, because I didn't, because I had to put out that fire.
And I was the one in the fire. So.
And I was the one looking at the fire.
Did you see yourself in there?
I saw myself in there, because you were in there, and I consider you part of myself.
That's sweet.
Sort of a better half, if you will.
So even in possession, we are one.
Absolutely.
On top of eating these disgustingly hot chips, it was just very sweaty in that closet, leading to a whole lot of wackiness, let's say.
Absolutely.
So we're going to air our call with Marchin, who's going to talk a little bit about his experience binge listening in the show.
And the interesting thing, too, is that Marchin, when we talked to him, was in 40-degree heat in southern Texas.
So you could say the episode possessed him because he was hot.
I'm just going to say one thing. There were a lot of coincidences that we can't really explain. So I'll leave it at that.
6666.
Yeah.
So here's our call with Marchin.
I hope Marchin was able to make it to a hot spot.
A boy girl hot spot.
Hello?
Hi, Marchin.
Hey, what's going on?
It's Sophia and Zoe.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing good. Where are you?
I am in Marfa, outside of a abandoned warehouse, just sitting in the shade.
In Texas.
In Texas, yeah.
What are you doing there?
Outside of this warehouse or in Texas?
Both.
As you wish.
Well, outside of the warehouse, I'm drinking a Sunny D and eating a banana.
Wow.
Getting and, a lot of vitamin C and potassium.
It's needed, yeah, along with all the sun. But yeah, I'm just driving around. Not really driving right now because the car broke down, but
yeah,
I'm kind of just stranded in Texas right now.
Okay, but you know how you can get through the sadness of being stranded in Texas.
How's that?
I'll leave this to Zoe. I don't know where she's going.
I think you might be able to pick up where I'm going, if you know what I mean.
Nope.
Yeah, no idea.
By listening to JustChips.com, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I'm all caught up already, so I need to wait for the next one.
Oh! So, Martin, how do we know each other?
We know each other from a chance encounter in Puerto Escondido in Mexico, where we released turtles into the water together.
Yes.
And how about me and you?
Well, about 30 seconds ago, you called, and we spoke for the first time.
And we're here now.
You, if I'm not mistaken, are somebody who has binge listened to our show. Is that right?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
What was that like for you? Did you slowly descend into madness as you were doing so?
Do you feel like you know us better post-binge?
Yeah, well, you know, both of your voices is the most that I've heard of anyone else's voices this whole time. So I definitely feel closer to you guys, yeah. Regarding the madness, I don't think so. I kind of look out for chips more than I did before, especially when I'm stopping at gas stations, which is very frequently.
Mm-hmm. Martin is on a road trip, by the way, from Canada to Mexico and back.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows.
And,
no madness, just fun.
All exactly.
Fun. Do you have a favorite episode so far?
Yeah, I liked, what was it called? Uncle Ray's.
Oh, yeah.
when you got possessed. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And the ghost chips that you guys had at the door. I thought that was pretty funny. I listened to them one after another, so it's all kind of meddled together.
Yeah,
you know?
Into one enormous episode.
Yeah.
That will never end. Do you have a favorite chip that you found on the road?
The ones that I had yesterday were pretty good. I had caramel bugles.
Whoa.
And yeah, it was kind of like caramel popcorn. You know how it has kind of like a hardened shell outside? So it was like that, but bugles. They were pretty satisfying. I might just be saying that one because it was the most recent one, but
it's happened to us before many times. There's some trickery in some chips.
Could you do us a favor?
Okay.
Could you introduce yourself and then tell our listeners to rate, review, and subscribe?
Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to think of
something. No, you can. You've got all the time in the world.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
Okay.
I can just go ahead.
Oh yeah.
All right. Hi, my name is Martin. You're listening to Chip. Oh, fuck. See, there we go.
I think we'll just use that. You don't need to say anything.
Wow, that's pretty embarrassing.
No.
Okay. I'll take a deep breath and I'll try again.
Okay.
All right. Hi, my name is Martin. You're listening to JustChips.com. And if I never heard of this podcast, I would probably die.
Mic drop. Okay. That was great.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that too
sad? No,
that was amazing.
Fine.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. That's it.
That's
you
it.
Got it.
Thank you.
Okay. It's 40 degrees right now. It's
holy
crazy
shit.
Hot.
Yeah, that's very hot.
We're sending you a cool breeze.
Oh, I can feel it.
Yeah, it worked. That's nice. Good
yeah,
to know.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Martin, for coming on the show. And now we're going to play the episode that Martin talked about in the call, The Cult of Uncle Ray's.
And next week, just so you guys know, we are back with new content, August 29th. It's going to be a brand new episode, so we hope to see you there. Hope you enjoy this episode and can't wait to see you on the other side. As it were, that sounds like death. It's
nope.
Not.
It's a reincarnation of our show because we're back. We're back, baby. Next week, August 29th. And don't forget,
rate, review, subscribe.
Do it. Hey, Sophia.
Hey, Zoe.
How are you?
Chippy. And you?
Chipper. Huh. Seems like we're both in the right mood for another episode
of
ChessChips.com.
Woo!
Woo! What does that mean? Do you want to quench that heat?
I think you can hear us cheering.
Or do you want to add to that heat?
What do you think?
You want the roof on fire.
I want that roof blazing.
Today we have two bags of hot, hot, hot chips.
That's when you touch the... Ow!
Ouch!
Oh my god, ouch! So hot, so hot. What do we have? Uncle Ray's jalapeno. What do we have? Uncle Ray's hot.
Just hot.
That's just hot. That's just hot flavor. There's no flavor other than hot.
Just hot.
To be honest, we didn't know what we were going to eat today, and then we went to the store and we saw Uncle Ray's hot, and we thought,
intrigued.
Why not hot?
Yeah.
Intrigued. You've caught my attention, Uncle Ray. I have never had either of these chips.
Me non plus. It's more a visibility thing. He didn't exist, to my knowledge, so much before moving to Toronto.
Yeah, I had never seen Uncle Ray's before either, and as we found out with our little bit of research we've done by reading the back of the bag
from Detroit,
which is just over the pond. So he's American, Uncle Ray. We know that about him. What else do we know?
We know that Uncle Ray is priced at American prices, meaning low, low, low. It's a land of opportunity in terms of, you know, opportunities and in terms of chips.
Automobiles. Chips. The three most American things. Automobiles.
Opportunities.
And chips. That's the American dream.
With so much selection you have in the US of A, prices get competitive, gets lower and lower and lower.
So right. You are.
Which is why we get the competitive price of Uncle Ray's. I think topping off at $1.50.
Yeah. Something around that.
It's crazy.
$1.50. $1.50. We're going to call Erin and see what she has to ask us about chips right now. Oh, no. Wrong person. Ay, ay, ay.
God.
No,
still
oh,
going.
Shit. I just called him again.
Oh. Erin, here we go.
Hey.
Hey, Erin.
Erin.
Erin, baby.
Baby girl.
Baby girl, what's up?
Not much.
It's Zoe and Sophia, in case you couldn't tell.
Okay, I thought this was like a... I hope these are strangers.
Let's get down to business here. You're live on the air right now.
Yeah,
do you have
that makes sense.
A question for us?
People were talking about Cool Ranch recently and how, like, when they were kids, they loved Cool Ranch, and then when they were older, it just, like, disgusted them.
So sort of a palate change, a adultization, if you will.
Yeah, just like a flavor, you, like, mature out of certain flavors.
Do you grow out of chip flavors?
So, to recap, does your palate change as you age? And do you grow out of certain chip flavors?
Yeah, all right. I think so.
Thanks, Erin.
Thanks, you veghead delight.
Hey, Erin, do you only eat veggie-flavored chips because you're vegetarian?
No, like, barbecue-flavored chips, I'll eat those. Certain things, like the...
chicken chips?
3D, what is that? What? Fish and
chips? Yeah, you only eat fish and chips, right?
Yeah, exclusively.
Erin, thank you so much for your question.
We love you, Erin. See you later.
Bye, Erin.
All right, bye.
Chips. Potato chips. 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 I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips. Chips. Chips.
This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com. The podcast, not the website.
Now, the first thing that I'm thinking is, can Erin eat these chips? Neither of us is vegetarian.
I'm not sure what hot flavor entails. Is that bacon grease? By the bacon Grayson.
You know what?
Whoa, I can't.
No, the oils that are used in the hot flavor are one or more of the following. Corn oil, cottonseed oil, or sunflower oil.
What concerns me a little bit about these Uncle Ray's chips.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's not a hint of hot in here.
No, not so much that. As
Red Lake 40?
Yes. Red 40 Lake, covers. Yellow 5 Lake, and Blue 1 Lake.
I mean, there's a lot of water in these chips.
I mean, I thought I was buying a chip bag, not a water bag.
Look, if I wanted a whole body of water, if I would have just headed down to Lake Michigan. All right, one thing I like a lot about Uncle Ray chips is, and as we've said, we have jalapeno flavor and hot flavor. I just can't get enough of that, the idea of that.
Me neither.
On the back of each bag of chip, the different flavors, there's a different chapter of this publication, The Life and Times of Uncle Ray. On the jalapeno bag, we have chapter 8. It's called The Antics of a Young Boy. On the back of the hot bag, we have chapter 30, just peachy. A lot of chip flavors in between 8 and 30.
I mean, you get literature with this bag of chips.
It's like a kid in a cereal box. You want to have something to do on the back. You want a little maze, you want a crossword, you want to mix and match.
Do you know how much a book is? Do you know how much a bag of Uncle Ray's is?
$150.
And what do you get in it?
Chips,
a book,
a lake,
and a chip, and a lake.
Many lakes.
Lake 40, Lake 5,
Lake
Blue,
two.
Lake 5, Yellow, something.
Each one of these is like a solid 6 paragraphs, illustrated with true photographic depictions of the characters in the
evidence,
story.
Evidence.
Not only that, each one of these has a kind of like a virtue or like cardinal rules on the back.
Slightly biblical.
Jalapeno has discretion. Recognizing and avoiding words, actions, and attitudes that could bring undesirable consequences. And then here are simple things to remember to help you demonstrate discretion in everyday life. I will choose my words carefully, practice good manners, listen to criticism, and turn down an invitation to do wrong.
I will say these are good things to keep in mind in general. Having them on the chip bag is a bit of a weird place, no? Especially seeing as Uncle Ray just, you know, there's a blank paragraph space below those directions, and then Uncle Ray's face right at the bottom of the bag. Barely visible, but always watching.
He looks like a nice guy.
Much like God.
On the back of the hot bag, the virtue is self-control. Rejecting wrong desires and doing what is right. The simple things you can do to remember to help you demonstrate self-control in everyday life. I will not act impulsively. I will not equate desires with rights. I will set my own limits, and I will walk away from things that aren't right.
I mean, there's a lot of walking away and turning down.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe that's how Uncle Ray stayed so thin. I mean, he looks fit. He's always walking away from stuff.
That direction at the bottom of each bag of chips that changes with each flavor directly corresponds to the story.
I'm not sure if I can't confirm or deny. I haven't, you know, looked into this. There's 3 pictures of 3 different people on the back of my bag, which is the jalapeno bag, and a date beside their name. I don't know if that means that these people are deceased.
Let's have a look here.
I mean, this looks like just like Uncle Ray's newspaper dailies.
These people are in the story.
Oh, they're in the story?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little less weird. Bob Jenkins, 1995. I wonder if that's part of his name. I guess it's sort of American to do that.
To name your kid a number? I'd say so.
Yeah. Do you think Uncle is American for God? I mean, there's differences. There's subtle differences between Americans and Canadians, right? I'm not just saying this.
Subtle.
One uncle of them is meaning like,
uncle means God. This is one of the more intriguing chip bags I've ever seen.
There's so
a
much
lot
stuff
going on here.
Mm-hmm.
There's photos, there's captions, there's chapters, there's titles, there's things you can do.
And the thing about this versus a lot of chip bags where you just get one logo, Lay's, Ruffles.
Yeah.
Uncle Ray's printed all over this.
Oh yeah.
You won't forget.
You won't
forget.
A Louis Vuitton bag.
Mm-hmm.
Just Uncle Ray. Uncle Ray. Uncle
Von Dutch. Von Dutch.
Yeah. Back to Uncle Ray being God. I think these are kind of his commandments.
Mm-hmm. Does it mean we will become...
I think that means that we are disciples of Ray if we eat these chips.
Right. Are these cult chips? I mean, maybe once we eat them, we want to join, though.
It seems like a lot of chip brands use a central figure to market themselves. And in Miss Vicky's case, she's a real person. It makes sense. In Uncle Ray's case, I don't know if he's actually an uncle, but I know that he's Ray. He's real, too. He's a real person.
Yeah.
You can see him. We know Humpty Dumpty is not a real figure, conversely. But
well, do we?
We don't know. That's the thing is we actually don't know.
We can't make sweeping statements like that.
No.
That's been our downfall.
Do you think that there's a convention or an event where all of the singular chip characters have a get-together, a hootenanny of sorts? Swinging Miss Vicky under his arm at the hoedown.
Do you know what P. Diddy's white party looks like? I'm thinking that's what a chip party looks like.
There's chips everywhere.
It's raining chips. And P. Diddy is there. But he's an attendee. He's not putting it on.
Does P. Diddy have his own private white party label of potato chips?
Probably.
Us mere mortals, we don't know. God, Uncle Ray, you know. Because
Miss
God
Vicky
is omniscient and
Miss
he
Vicky
sees all.
Probably only eats exclusively Diddy chips.
Let's cheers these and open these.
Let's start with a jalapeno.
Oh, a little bit hard to open.
That's because Uncle Ray wants to practice self-control.
Smells like Halloween.
Ooh, that bag is filled up a little
one-third
halfway.
Away.
That's like
one-third away.
Their slogan? Beyond good. Beyond good? Why not just say great?
They're humble.
Uncle Ray's humble. He's at the bottom of his bag. That's humble for you.
The smell is making my mouth water initially.
In a good way or a bad way?
Oh, in a great way.
Chip cheer.
Hmm.
What separates Uncle Ray's from a lot of chip brands is the thin cut.
Very thin cut.
I mean, it just tastes like Halloween.
These don't taste like potatoes per se, because they're so thin. They're not as crunchy. Because they're pretty soggy, probably, because of all the lake in there.
Mmm. Good point. I will say, I'm being converted. These are damn good. As a kid?
Too spicy as a kid, I'd say.
Jalapeno would have zonked me right out. Puts me to sleep. As a kid.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult, I'm feeling alive. I'm feeling hot. I'm sweating more than I was before. And that makes me feel alive.
Mmm.
It's got a bite.
The texture is quite nice, actually. Very salty, I will say, though.
Myself and a lot of listeners out there, I'm sure, we would eat this bag. Shall we compare the hotness of the jalapeno to the hot?
Oh, they are hard to open.
Yeah. These are fire hydrant red. Not so much a cinnamony red as the ketchup chip.
Oh, my God. They just... Do they pretty much smell like cayenne pepper?
Oh, my God.
Holy
I think these will be extremely hot. But we'll see. I'm putting one devilishly big one into my hand.
I'm putting a devilishly red one into my chip cheers.
A cut. Hot flavor. It's just cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
It has a bite.
You know what this
warning,
is
warning,
like?
Warning.
I can see the fire. Oh my God, I can see the fire.
Oh. Holy shit.
Can you pour me some water, please?
God. I think it went down the wrong throat. The wrong throat.
Not my chip throat, not the throat. I don't think I can even put a second handful of hot chips into my mouth.
Mm-mm.
But we have to do it. Oh. This is like going through, if Uncle Ray is God, this is hell. Uncle Ray has made hell visible to us on Earth so that we'll always choose the righteous path.
This is a lesson chip. This is not a pleasure chip.
No.
This is one of his chapters. But unwritten.
This chip is an unwritten chapter.
The chapter written on the back of the hot bag is a ploy.
Just peachy? No. That's a joke.
Just hell, more like. You don't go to purgatory with these, you go straight to hell.
Is Uncle Ray the devil or is he God?
I don't know right now.
Oh, that is hotter than a Toronto summer day.
And the water is just making it hotter.
Mm-hmm. Thank God we have this jalapeno, which normally I would think, oh, that's pretty spicy.
Oh my God.
It's gotta be a jalapeno. It's like doing the cinnamon challenge, but with cayenne pepper.
On a chip. Supposed to be the best vessel of them all. Do you appreciate jalapeno more today than you ever have before?
More than I ever have before. So in answer to your question, Erin.
Oh my God.
Yes, my taste can change. I didn't like jalapeno before, and now I've seen the light, and I can see how it can be useful.
Oh my God,
my mouth is on fire.
This is not acting. I can see here pouring the water. Chip. If you don't want to pay for pepper spray, crunch up these chips, keep them in your bag, and throw them at demons. Because this is as
tip.
Demonic as it gets.
If you have unruly kids who you want to discipline,
give them one chip.
Give them a single chip. Single chip. It's as good as soap in the mouth, I tell you. Tip. You don't like Santa Claus? Don't want him breaking into your house? Don't leave out milk and cookies. Leave out Uncle Ray's hot and nothing to drink. This is the first time I've said this on this chipcast. I think it's safe to say...
I won't get that ever again.
I will never buy Uncle Ray's hot again. Unless, that's to eat it myself. Unless I have some devilish handiwork to get up to, such as burning people in the eye and mouth.
Although Zoe's not a great fan of jalapeno.
Well, now I am. Just as a second option.
No, but it is great. It's a great jalapeno chip. It is beyond good. It's not great.
You know what? No. I'd say... Uncle Ray's right. He's modest and he doesn't step far off the path. He says beyond good... That's accurate.
My nose is actually running from eating the Oreos hot.
I'm going to eat one more hot chip.
Oh! Sophia just turned over what looked like a mild Uncle Ray's hot chip, flipped it over, and that is red like 40, as hot as I've ever seen it.
But you know what? I'm starting almost to kind of like these hot chips. I think I might join the cult of Uncle Ray if I eat too many of these.
Well, that's the thing. If you get out early, you're safe. But once you get in too far, you're done for.
I want to be disciplined by these, you know?
Yeah. Uncle Ray is coming out with white flowing robes, and he's saying, have the hot chips. Or have some help, you know? Whatever. Just join the cult. He doesn't really care.
He just wants more people.
Beyond good? Right. They're good. They're beyond good.
They are beyond good.
But they're not great.
They're worth every penny we spent.
That I can't argue with.
Uncle Ray doesn't like you.
You're not Uncle Ray. Only Uncle Ray can judge me.
I'm sorry, Uncle Ray just possessed me. He told me to say that. Wow, eating too many chips. They're going down the right way. Close them out.
Oh god. I'm closing these out because I think they're doing strange things to us, to be honest.
Oh my god!
Your scratch marks on the side of the studio and I don't know how they got there.
I spilled water on myself!
Okay, Sophia is going down the rabbit hole here.
Oh my god, there's one last chip.
No!
Let me eat it. Let me eat it. Let me eat it. Let me eat it.
So, Aaron, Uncle yes?
Uncle Ray.
I'm gonna splash holy water on you if you don't. You don't.
Holy water being tap water?
Uncle Ray doesn't know the difference. Aaron, yes, like everything, tastes can change.
Fish and chips enthusiast.
To answer the second part of your question,
we poo-poo hot chips.
Mm-hmm. I'm still willing to try every other flavor on Uncle Ray's chip. Same. If only just to find out the rest of this funny, interesting story that comes chapter by chapter on the back of each flavor.
That features 1995.
Bob Jenkins, 1994.
We need to get the hot chips out of this room.
These Uncle Ray's hot seem like they're possessing us. Get those out of the studio. Get them out. Be gone! I'm gonna exercise those chips. Be gone, chips!
They wanna get back in! Leave us alone!
You know what? We can just crush them.
Is Uncle Ray both a god and the devil?
Uncle Ray somehow embodies both.
In terms of cult logic, he's pretty greedy. He wants to be the business guy. He wants to have the Mercedes Benz, eat this Ciroc P. Diddy chips.
He wants to be the center of the P. Diddy White Party. Do you think he wears a red two-piece suit to the P. Diddy White Party just to stand out?
Probably, and a red snake toupee as well. Yeah. Bold move.
I wonder if he really is an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Or is he just trying to cozy up and be this friendly cult leader figure?
Right.
So, what's your choice? Which one do you choose?
It's a clear choice.
Mm-hmm.
Jalapeno. So, are you possessed? Are you about to say hot?
Do you see the red pinwheel spinning in my eyes?
I do.
No. I don't fall for that. I'm going for jalapeno, all right? Chips off to you.
We are your hosts,
Sophia LaPage
and Zoe Robertson.
I feel like it's really weird that we say each other's names.
Why? I like that it's confusing.
Okay. This is a Sumo Audio production. And our theme song is by the wonderful Fez Gillen.
We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.